Chapter 18. And after these things, Paul, having departed out of Athens, came to Corinth. And having found a certain Jew, by name Aquilas, of Pontus by birth, lately come from Italy, and Priscilla his wife, because of Claudius having directed all the Jews to depart out of Rome, he came to them. And because of being of the same craft, he did remain with them, and was working, for they were tent makers as to craft. And he was reasoning in the synagogue every Sabbath, persuading both Jews and Greeks. And when both Silas and Timotheus came down from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit, testifying fully to the Jews Jesus the Christ. And on their resisting, and speaking evil, having shaken his garments, he said unto them, Your blood is upon your head, I am clean, henceforth to the nations I will go on. And having departed thence, he went to the house of a certain one, by name Justus, a worshipper of God, whose house was adjoining the synagogue. And Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, did believe in the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing were believing, and they were being baptized. And the Lord said through a vision in the night to Paul, Be not afraid, but be speaking, and thou mayest be not silent. Because I am with thee, and no one shall set on thee to do thee evil, because I have much people in this city. And he continued a year and 6 months, teaching among them the word of God. And Gallio being proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a rush with one accord upon Paul, and brought him unto the tribunal, saying, Against the Lord this one doth persuade men to worship God. And Paul being about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, If, indeed, then, it was anything unrighteous, or an act of wicked profligacy, O Jews, according to reason I had borne with you. But if it is a question concerning words, and names, and of your law, look ye yourselves to it, for a judge of these things I do not wish to be. And he drave them from the tribunal. And all the Greeks having taken Sosthenes, the chief man of the synagogue, were beating him before the tribunal, and not even for these things was Gallio caring. And Paul having remained yet a good many days, having taken leave of the brethren, was sailing to Syria, and with him are Priscilla and Aquilas, having shorn his head in censure, for he had a vow. And he came down to Ephesus, and did leave them there, and he himself having entered into the synagogue did reason with the Jews. And they having requested him to remain a longer time with them, he did not consent, but took leave of them, saying, It behoveth me by all means the coming feast to keep at Jerusalem, and again I will return unto you, God willing. And he sailed from Ephesus. And having come down to Caesarea, having gone up, and having saluted the assembly, he went down to Antioch. And having made some stay he went forth, going through in order the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew, Apollos by name, an Alexandrian by birth, a man of eloquence, being mighty in the writings, came to Ephesus. This one was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, was speaking and teaching exactly the things about the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. This one also began to speak boldly in the synagogue, and Aquilas and Priscilla having heard of him, took him to them, and did more exactly expound to him the way of God. And he being minded to go through into Achaia, the brethren wrote to the disciples, having exhorted them to receive him, who having come, did help them much, who have believed through the grace. For powerfully the Jews he was refuting publicly, showing through the writings Jesus to be the Christ.